Everything that happens in your life, almost everything, you have some level of responsibility. At some point, you could have done something different. And how do you know if you had responsibility? If you would do something different the next time.
My name is Skyler Lewis, and this is the Christian Business Mentor Podcast. My life was transformed by mentorship, and it's my desire to have that same transformation happen for you. I was able to scale multiple eight-figure companies, all while glorifying God. This podcast is designed specifically for entrepreneurs who want to know the skill sets, the strategies, the tools and resources that are needed to scale a company that not only provides income and freedom for you, but that positively impacts the kingdom. I hope this podcast is a blessing to you. Let's get to the episode.
Victimhood could be showing up in your life and your business, and you may not even know it. This is one of my favorite conversations to have because so many people struggle with it and they don't even know. I teach events all across the country, and we have a lot of people that come into town out here in Dallas for our Rise Up Kings events, and we do a specific exercise around this topic. And these are some successful entrepreneurs, and yet we find out that so many of them have chosen the victim card in certain areas of their life. Early on in my business, I hired this lady, Nikki, and she was working for us, and we had put a lot of trust in her. And I remember we walked, we had got the business. We were a couple years in, things were going pretty well. And I went and we decided to go on a cruise. So me and Jessica went on a cruise, my wife, and we were like, cool, we finally got the business to work and kind of start running itself. But as I was sitting at the in our stateroom, I'm thinking about the business, I'm planning, I'm always thinking and planning. And I'm like, hey, what, I'm like, hey, do you fully trust Nikki? And she said, I don't fully trust her. I maybe trust her 95%. I said, I feel the same exact way. So I said, here's the deal. I don't want to have anybody in my company that I don't trust 100%. And so I made the decision while I was on that cruise that we needed to move on from her. I had tried to work through it before trusting her completely, and I wasn't able to. So I knew that was the best decision. So we got back, ended up letting her go. Stephanie, who we elevated into that role as office manager, came to us about 2 weeks later and said, "Hey, Skyler, we got a big issue. I found out Nikki has been taking payments. Somehow, all the clients said they've paid, but we don't have any record of their payments. And so, as we dug in, we found out that Nikki had been embezzling for almost a year inside of our company. We felt betrayed. We felt totally." We were angry, frustrated, hurt, resentful. We felt just victimized. It was one of the worst feelings. If you've ever been stolen from, or if you've ever had anybody betray you, break your trust, you know the feeling that comes with that. And as I was thinking through that, I'm like, man, these feelings suck. I don't want to feel these feelings. And so I remember I've done some of this deep work. I said, well, I got to break free. And the only way to break free of this type of feeling of being a victim, which by the way, the feelings of victimhood are the worst emotions you can feel. When you are betrayed, when you are victimized, the worst emotions. So guess who gets to choose if you're a victim though? You do. Now there are legit victims 100%. However, it's critical that we check in and see, did we have any responsibility? Because the way to find freedom from victimhood is to find some level, even if it's small, some level of responsibility. And so as I sat there, I'm thinking, well, what responsibility do I have in this thing? I'm like, well, I hired her. So I have some level of responsibility in this. I'm like, well, I didn't do a proper background check. That was a mistake that I do not make anymore. So I didn't do a proper background check. I didn't have proper checks and balances set up to catch this. I took my eye off the ball too soon. There were so many things that I listed out that I actually had responsibility over. And I'm like, wow. So I found responsibility. This happened because of me. Now, here's the deal. What's the difference between fault and responsibility? So if you are at fault, right, you can still have, if somebody's at fault, you can still have some level of responsibility. So somebody may be 100% at fault, right? Like it was their fault that it happened, but you could have some responsibility in what went down. So was it my fault? Maybe, maybe not. But did I have responsibility in it? Yes. That's the difference between fault and responsibility. Everything that happens in your life, almost everything, you have some level of responsibility. At some point, you could have done something different. And how do you know if you had responsibility? If you would do something different the next time. That's how you know if you have responsibility. Would you do something different the next time? And so as I sat there, I gained a lot of power. So I gained back my power, realizing that I had responsibility in this. It's a very empowering thing. I mean, you feel bad initially, but then it's empowering when you realize you have responsibility over your life. The things that happen in your life, it's not all circumstance. Like, it's not all chance. Like, you have a significant role to play in your life. And when you realize that, you can go to an important Bible verse, Romans 8:28. God works out everything for the good of those that love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So he works these things out for the good. And as Christians, we get to lean on that promise that there is hope that he's going to work out the darkness, the difficult challenges, the things in our life. And then there's another verse that we tie into that, which is James 1, 2, 3, and 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So how do you become mature and complete, not lacking anything? Through the trials. Biblically, through trials is the way that you become mature and complete. So why do we avoid the trials? Why do we find the path of least resistance? Why do we find the easiest way? Let's say you get rear-ended today. Are you going to be upset that your car is demolished? You might be upset initially, but when you remember, hey, first off, did I have any responsibility in this? So if you get rear-ended, do you have any responsibility? Yes. Why? You chose to drive that day. You chose to get off on that exit. You chose to stop at that stop sign or stop light. So you have some. Now, they may be at fault, but you have a high level of responsibility in this. So when you realize that, you have so much more power in your life. Now, what happens is we have a culture of victims. We have an entire culture of victims that are looking to find out why they're not successful. It's the economy. It's because I grew up in this town. It's because of my parents. It's because of my wife. She's not allowing me to work as hard as I need to work. Or it's because of my husband. Like, we find the reason why we're a victim to somebody else or to something else, when in reality, that's not true. You're not a victim to those things. You are in control. You are responsible for your life. You have power over your life. Christ is ultimately in control. But man, he's given us a ton of control. He's given us a ton of responsibility. Like, we have the ability to make decisions in our life, and then based on those decisions, determine how our life plays out. And so my challenge to you as you're listening to this, in business, hard times will come. Difficult things will happen. You'll have a client that sues you. You'll have an employee that takes a client from you. You'll have a project that goes south. You'll have COVID that comes and wipes out your business. So are you a victim to these things? Or do you realize that you have some level of responsibility? And power only shows up when you take responsibility. When you are a victim, you are powerless. So where in your life are you showing up as a victim? And how do you know if you're showing up as a victim? Let me share with you some of the emotions that come with being a victim. Anger, frustration, resentment, the feeling of betrayal, feeling powerless. Like, almost most negative emotions stem from being a victim to something. Like, if your wife, if you're not getting the sex that you want from your wife, or if you're not getting the sex that you want from your husband, if you're frustrated at it or angry at him, you're now a victim to him. And there's a saying, life happens for you, not to you. Life happens for you, not to you. So if you're not getting what you want, how is it happening for you? How did that car accident happen for you? How did that embezzlement that happened to me, how did that happen for me? Well, I learned how to set up proper checks and balances. Now I don't have to worry about that specific thing for the rest of my life. I would rather that happen when I was younger than when I'm 60 years old. So that 100% happened for me. That was one of the best things that could have happened for me. So life happens for you. And how do you know that? It's biblical. Romans 8:28. God works out all things for the good of those that love him who have been called according to his purpose. He's saying they work out for the good. Life happens for you, not to you. So the next time something happens to you today, you get an email, you get a call, something negative happens, flip it around and say, how is this happening for me? You may not know how it's happening for you, and you may not be able to grasp it immediately, but you can always tie back to the verse James 1, 2, and 3, which talk about trials. Sometimes the only way it works out for you is you gain more perseverance from it. You gain more strength from it. But here's the deal. If you're a victim to it, you don't get James 1, 2, and 3. James 1, 2, and 3 only comes when you're not a victim. You gain perseverance, you gain maturity, you gain completeness when you take responsibility. But if you're a victim, guess what you gain? You gain bitterness, you gain resentment, you gain negative emotions, you gain depression. So choose responsibility, choose to see life and business from a place of pure responsibility. Life happens for you, not to you. If you're enjoying these episodes, I have some powerful nuggets, mindsets, belief systems, and strategies that I have lined up that I'm going to be dropping on future podcasts. Make sure that you remember to subscribe. It's my intention. Like, I've had so many incredible mentors pour into me. This is my opportunity to share those things with you. All the things I've learned through my journey of many ups and many downs. This is a mentorship podcast, so I get to mentor you directly through this podcast, and hopefully you take these nuggets and put them into action. Let's go build businesses that glorify God.